Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the secret to productivity.
Productivity is one of those things that everybody wants. Everyone wants to be productive. I mean, if you're in business, if you're running your own business, or you're an executive, or you're an entrepreneur, you want to be productive. Even you want to be productive in your relationships. You want to be productive around your finances and around your kids. So productivity is one of these things that we've been hearing a lot from our clients.
Now here's the kicker. Even the best plans and to-do lists and desires to complete something, even the best plans are useless unless you have the energy to implement them.
So let's think about that. I mean, this is an important point coming up to the end of the year and going into 2019. Who's already made their plans for 2019?
Or for the next year coming.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this, it's great. And, you know, how many times have you been at a New Year's Eve party and people have said, oh, I'm going to go into this exercise regime, and then they just don't even have the energy for it.
Yeah, I'm going to do next year what I didn't do this year.
and even worse still, you know, you'll become far more disappointed in the fact that you couldn't even get off the couch to implement your plan than you would be failing in your plan.
Yeah. Oh, that just
and
like hurts.
Even worse would be to see somebody else, your competitor, or somebody else implement a plan like yours, do it, not do it as well, and be more successful than you were at it. All because of the energy factor that is required.
That's it. So we're having a look at managing your energy before you manage your time. And what we found is there's a few levers in playing with the energy rather than time.
Yeah, talking to our clients, we've found that there's really three things that we do with our clients. And that is how to show them how to switch on for 110% focus, concentration and performance. Mm-hmm. How to switch off for 110% relaxation. And how to rapidly switch between those two states. Because, you know, see if you can relate to this. Being switched on all the time seems to be what's going on in, you know, in today's modern society. Mm. We seem to be, you know, anxiety is a big thing. We've spoken about anxiety before. And anxiety comes from that being switched on, the brain being on, all the time, whether that's a laser beam or a scatter gun. It doesn't matter. If it's on, it's on.
Yeah. And so what we found is, yes, critical thinking time is important. So it is important to be on. However, for effective critical thinking time, it's necessary to have the critical not thinking time.
And that's we want to sit with that for a second, because it's a little bit of a paradox, being that critical thinking requires you to be switched off from, you know, that nagging voice in your head, which is the critical part of the brain. So in order for you to get critical thinking done, you need a way of being able to switch off into relaxation. We've now worked with thousands of people in showing them how to use a simple upgrade like your breathing to achieve these states of relaxation, where all of a sudden people say, oh my goodness, I've solved a problem in my business that I've been trying to solve for ages. Or I just filled up my whole entire goals journal or business journal, all because they were able to flick that switch to relaxation for something else to open up and be productive with their relaxation.
Yeah. So we'll have a look at why it works. So when you can switch between the two, you can maximize performance and maximize relaxation. Because I was actually astounded, actually not really surprised, but it did kind of blow me away. How many people, one, can't really meditate very well, or they have to have somebody sharing with them or telling them how to meditate in the ears to be able to meditate. And I'm one of them. Yeah, and how many people wake up exhausted in the morning? So a lot of the time we think that relaxation and rejuvenation is sleep, but what we don't realize is how much energy sleep takes when you don't know how to switch off 110%. Yeah.
And we have recently, we've just recently run a test program where we were getting, you know, collecting data from people and finding out what their experiences have been. And really interesting that when people have been performing the breathing exercise, for example, they start to sweat, or you know, they feel like their body's in a lot of tension, and so you don't realize how much unconscious tension, both physical and mental and emotional, like in all those areas. There's three areas there, not just two, but in all those areas, you, if you're not conscious to that, you don't realize how much tension is there, and that could be something that very well could be blocking your performance and your productivity.
Yeah, it's like, ever gotten a massage and never realized how much you needed a massage until you got the massage? Well, it's kind of like that. So the interesting thing is that, what, of course, we are in the business of breathing, and we've chosen it because we have our tool with us every single moment of every single day. So what we found, especially in this program that we, the beta program we just completed, was that there's like two different types of people. There's a vending machine people who just want it when they need it. So just before a webinar, you know, I need to charge up and be on point, or I need to switch off and relax and get
a really good night's sleep. So it's like a tool belt rather than creating a ritual. I love rituals.
Somebody who loves rituals.
I love being proactive about my energy, being that I don't want to hit the vending machine button when I feel crappy and I want something to pick me up, or I feel like I'm not concentrating and I want to concentrate. I will get that done. I'll have a routine in the morning that switches me on, knowing that I also have a routine to switch myself off. And so it's one of those things that, look, we have over our marriage and our time together and our career, you know, I remember when I was back in the military, we'd done loads of courses and learnings and read heaps of books on productivity, and it was about, you know, blocking time out in your calendar, and it's about you know, doing this sprinting here and then having a 5-minute rest, and you know, all the different things that you've seen for productivity. But where I think it falls short is the energy question. Are you looking after your energy? Do you have a switch to be able to switch your energy from go to off? Go off. Like, do you have a switch for that? Because that's the thing that really counts when it comes to, you know, implementing and following through with plans and blowing through the finish line. And I think that this is one of the really important things that we've seen in a lot of our clients, that people are just tired. They're just tired. And you know, was it Keith Cunningham said that something about business owners, now I can't even remember the quote, but it was something about how entrepreneurs and business owners, don't get rich, they get tired. They get tired because it's this question of energy and having the energy to implement.
Yeah, and if you're like me, well, my big lesson was I had so many different productivity techniques, like what Shane was talking about, and I thought that I just hadn't found the productivity technique that works with me. But what I realized is it wasn't the productivity technique, it was me.
and understand this too, when your personal energy raises and or you have a switch for turning yourself on and off, you will naturally perform better at anything that you do. So it doesn't matter if you're a person that likes to write things down in a diary, block off time, if you don't like a plan at all, or you're an ad hoc person. If your energy is up, you will improve. You will be economical, and you'll improve whatever it is. And you'll always look for the best way of doing something. Oh, that's what happens when it comes to having high energy.
Rather than ticking everything off on your to-do list, you actually look at your to-do list and go, do I need to do all of that? And then you start thinking outside the box. The peripherals start opening up, and you start going, leveraged activities. It's like you're on point. That's where we talk about flow. You get on point, and you know what you're supposed to do, and you know what you're not supposed to do, and you also know how to like delegate and ask for help and point in direction. So it's really interesting. Like it all comes down to energy.
And look, if you want to go from being ad hoc through to mastery, then the breathing is the fastest and easiest way and the best tool that we know that's available to be able to get you there.
Yeah. So have a play with that. See how you go.
It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for joining us on the Breathing Edge podcast with Shane and Angelina. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at breathingedgepodcast.com. If you have any questions or a subject you'd like us to cover on the podcast, or any recommendations for a guest interview, please contact us at info@breatheme.com. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by Experts On Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer. The only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.